and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
uniting the races, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Have you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just need to go and do it, you're like, I don't want to go. I want to listen to the show as it's happening, but I got to go and whatever. You can podcast and still listen live on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Relax day. Whatever's on your mind, get it off your chest today. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
Tonight, chaos on the streets of Cambridge.
We're getting reports of gunshots fired.
With this chilling scene unfolding in the college town.
Romel Burke stood in front of a judge Saturday, smiling as he faced second-degree murder charges.
Why won't anyone sit next to me?
I'm not sitting there. I'm sitting there.
All that anger.
Should Christian women obey their husband?
My answer is, it all depends on the man.
I think it's a weirdly worded question, because I don't think it's obey. It's like they're partners.
The world is a mess.
Amazing. amazing. It is Friday again. I want to go over to Mommy Africa and talk to first-time caller Abulia Abrilia. What the? Abrila.
Yes, it's Abulia.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All the way from Mommy Africa.
Yes, from South Africa.
Right on. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So my question for you is about the silent prayer. So I've been doing it for about, I want to say, let's say 8 days. And I've been listening to your teachings about the silent prayer, and I decided to try it, and I wanted to ask, what is the right way of doing it? Because as I've been practicing it, I do sometimes get into my thoughts, and I kind of get lost, and I have to snap myself back to be able to pray again.
And how do you know when you're lost in thoughts?
I just feel I feel stuck again, because when you start the silent prayer, you just feel this relaxation or this peace, and there's no thoughts at all. I'm not thinking about anything, and then I start thinking about something, and I try to resist the thoughts, and then I'm like, you know, let me just let it go. So it's kind of like that, you know, kind of every day.
Oh, okay. Well, I want you to know, when that happens, that's beautiful. It's perfect, and it is working, because when you're doing the silent prayer, and all of a sudden when you first start out, you have everything, you're relaxing, you're letting go, and then all of a sudden you become aware of all these thoughts, right? There's just so many thoughts in your head, and you can see that you're thinking them, that they're there, and that's the whole purpose, because most people don't know that they're lost in thoughts. They cannot see that they're lost in thoughts. And so when you're doing it and you find all these thoughts, or a few thoughts or no thoughts, just be aware of them. Don't fight with them. Don't try to stop them. Do nothing about it. And then it's the awareness that you want, so that you can stop thinking that it's you. And God is... It's the light of God that is causing you to see them. So when you can see them, whether there are thousands of them or few of them or none, you just be aware. That's all you have to do. And you're being separated from them. Most people are lost in thoughts after thoughts after thoughts all day long and all night. And they don't know that they are not those thoughts. So you're fortunate to see that, and it's working. It's just fine.
All right, Mr. Jesse. Thank you.
That makes sense?
Yes, that does make sense a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, so don't fight with them. Just watch them. And let the light fight the darkness for you, and it will.
All right. And am I allowed to ask another question?
Yes.
So I've been watching your videos for about, I want to say, 5 months now, and it's been opening a lot up for me. And just the other week, I don't know if it was called the ego death, but I felt like my soul, like my body, was being split apart. There was just a lot of inner turmoil that I was experiencing, and I also had just the realization that I have not forgiven my parents. And for me, just realizing that, and I've really been procrastinating it. And how am I supposed to start that process? Because I am 23 years old now, and I'm not living with my parents, but somehow I just can't forgive them. And it really is a weird thing.
Do you live near them?
Well, the thing is, I don't live with them. However, they are still financially supporting me.
And are you able to... So your question for me is, what's your question about that?
It's how am I supposed to forgive them? I'm still financially dependent on them, and I have no idea how they will react when I tell them that I forgive them for all that they've done.
Well, don't even think about how they're going to react. Don't even think about, well, if I forgive them, they might take away the finance or stop supporting me, because you're putting that before what is right. You're putting that before God. And what you don't know is that if you put what's right, put the love of God first. If you put the love of God first, let's say that they just say, well, we're not going to finance you anymore. You'll just be fine with that and go find a job or find a way to finance yourself, because you don't want to be relying on someone in that way where you can't even be yourself.
Yes, I understand, Jesse.
Because if they say, I'm going to take away your finance, what they're saying is that we have control over you. And if you don't do it my way, if you don't do what I say, we're going to cut out your finance. And in your whole life, you don't want anyone to control you like that. So don't be controlled by the outer world. Don't let anyone or anything control you by threatening to take something away from you. If they say, I'm going to take your money, okay, fine. You're going to be fine, because now you are returning to God, and God will help you. He'll make ways that you can't even imagine.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse. I hear what you're saying. I really do. But, you know, it's my thoughts again. They're just trying to trick me and say, you know, what are you going to do now?
But don't listen to the thought. They're not your own. Those are demons inside of your mind. They're in your body. They're in the mind, but they're not you. The real you, and this I promise you, the real you have nothing to do with any thoughts at all. They're in your mind, and the emotions are in your body, but they're not yours. You don't create thoughts. You don't come up with ideas about thoughts. They are in your mind. You got to stop listening to them and do what's in front of you to do. And the more you see that they're not yours, the freer you will become of thought, and you will just live without thinking. It'll be amazing.
All right.
And they don't want you to forgive. They don't want you to be aware that it's not you, because they live inside of you. And if you really see that you're not those thoughts, you have nothing to do with them at all, that they're demons, they're going to have to depart from you and find a home somewhere else. They will have to leave you, and they don't want to leave you. They want to live in human beings' mind and body so that they can have a place to live. But they're not you.
All right.
And so do what you want, but I highly recommend you go and, Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you for not protecting me from her. And I understand now you guys done the best you could do. I'm wrong for holding it against you. But don't let the thoughts tell you, well, if you go, they're going to take away your finance. They're going to do this or that. You have a wait and see. See what happens. Always have a wait and see. Never assume how things are going to turn out.
All right. I'll take your word, Jesse.
Are you afraid to face them?
I not not right now, but I feel like those thoughts might come back when I'm about to, but I guess I'll just have to just do it with
yes.
all that fear inside.
Yes, and you ought to see the fear is trying to stop you from doing it, and the fear is not even real. And if you go and forgive them anyway, you're going to realize, I'm glad I didn't go with the fear. I'm glad I forgave. I'm free. And you're going to realize that the fear was not even real because the illusion of fear would disappear. It's not even real. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Oh, she, her phone hung up. But just to go do it, your phone hung up. But just go and face them anyway, never mind the thoughts, all right? I wish you well. Your phone is disconnected, but go and do it if you can hear me. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia.
Hey.
She's from South Africa, so the service is not that bad. I mean, not that good from over there. Hey, Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, man, I was calling in to that biblical question.
Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
No, I haven't.
And why not?
I always was a huge mama's boy up until I was, you know, I heard from y'all that I had resentment for her, and I kind of still didn't really believe it until I went and told her I resented her, and that I could see that I was doing things out of guilt for her. But even after that, I still kind of identified with her still, even after that. And then slowly I started seeing that the demon in me is just like the demon in her. And now it wants me to resent her, but I don't think it was never me. I mean, it's not me wanting to resent her. And then before that, you know, I was identified with her. So it's the devil. It ain't me.
Did you go to your mother and forgive her?
Yeah.
Oh, how did she react? Yeah. How did she respond?
She was like, who told you to tell me this? Who have you been listening to?
Because she knew you didn't have sense enough to do it on your own, huh?
Yeah. I was a hardcore mama's boy. Up until I was living with my mom until I was like 29.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was, yeah.
That's crazy. Was that embarrassing?
No, that's normal in the black community. That's normal to be a mom. You're supposed to. I think that's the whole problem. What's wrong with the blacks? We all mama's boys.
So everybody's that wasn't mama. Even embarrassing being 29 living with your mama.
No, that was normal.
Hold on, Josh. Can you hold?
All right, okay. Yeah, I can hold.
888-77 Jesse. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after the JLP show, right after my show. And after the Hake Report, a brand new, so Hake is from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the Fallen State at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I had a very interesting, fun, but yet interesting discussion with Tommy Robertson. And Tommy is a journalist and political activist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
England, my country, my people. We've seen an attack on the church, attack on Christianity, attack on the family, and another value system has filled that void. I truthfully now believe that I'm meant to be doing what I'm doing, and this is my destiny to do it. There's a mass awakening, a spiritual awakening, where that fear that kept people silent, the dam has burst, men are awake, something huge is happening. Time's up.
The Fallen State, today at 11 a.m. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Thank you. And then after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. A little, around 12:15, somewhere in there, 12:30, after the Fallen State. The American Anchor Baby. And Sunday Morning Fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can watch it live wherever you are in the world if you're not able to be there in person. You can watch it by going to rebuildingtheman.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Amazing. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the video, rebuildingtheman.com/church. They'll tell me, I didn't say church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing, huh? I want to go back to Josh. Josh out of Georgia responding into the biblical question, how does your mother treat you now?
I don't really, we kind of grew apart. I don't really talk to her at all, basically.
Oh, I know what I was asking. Yeah. When you were at home at age 29, you said 29, yes. You were still living with her, right?
Yeah, I mean, both of my parents were still married, you know.
And your father was letting you stay there at 29?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's a mama's boy, too. And everybody's a mama's boy.
Because normally fathers don't let sons stay home after 18, 19.
Yeah, you know, he kind of, I could see he was annoyed with it. You know, like rolling his eyes kind of, but he wouldn't say nothing to mama. You know, it's like mama runs the house, you know, quietly.
But what was wrong with you that you stayed home that long? that you lived at home? What was wrong with you that you lived at home that long? For that long?
I was just trying to save rent, you know. The rent was high everywhere, man. And that's what most... I remember you had Nick Fuentes on your show, and he was like 24, and you asked him why he still lived with his mom. And it's like, nowadays, rent is too high, man.
And so the guys don't want to get a second, which is most important, to get a second job and pay your rent, or to stay at home with mama and never grow up?
Definitely to get a second job.
So why growing up was not more important to you than getting rent money?
Because we don't know that. Because mama, everyone around us is telling us to save money and stay with mama. So there's no way. I only heard your show, and that's the first time I started hearing that, like, a man should never let a woman drive and he be in the... that was, like, the first time I ever heard that, you know? So, like, the whole society tells us differently, you know?
And so, but, like, when I turned 18, and in those days, the guys, when they turned 18 and finished high school and everything, it would have been embarrassing. You would have been teased if you had been home after 18.
Yeah, it's not like that no more. It's like everybody encourages you. The boys, at least.
I know, but don't you know? Let's say they encourage you as a boy, young man, to stay home. Isn't that something in you that says, no, I'm not staying. I ain't got no better to be at home. I'm a man now. There's nothing in you that says that?
There was something in there, but it was too quiet. It wasn't loud enough. But I talked to Nick, you know, the anchor baby. He said he moved out when he was 16 or 17 or something, you know, and he didn't even have a dad in the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, what's it? I don't know. It's different for different people, but it's, you know.
When you were staying home for that long, would your mother be getting on your nerves?
Yeah, she, like, tried to turn me into a girl, you know. She'd teach me how to cook and try to, like... teach me how to cook. And
but when you tear her back off, so you wouldn't say anything, or you went along with it?
I went along with it, man. I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, if you're in that environment, you don't ever, you know, it's just a female-dominated environment. The whole black culture, the whole black community is all mama-dominated.
But in the good old days, even the mothers and the grandmothers, if you were raised by your grandmother, would not let the boys stay home after 18.
Right. I miss that, man.
So even the women didn't put up with that in those days.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds...
In no way my grandmother would have allowed me to stay there past 18. It would... And even with my mother... my other brothers, when they turned 18, they were gone.
Yep, that's what the civil rights movement. It replaced the government replaced the man with government.
Yeah,
and the woman put the woman in charge of everything.
So when you see your mother now, she just rolls her eyes at you?
I don't even really. We just grew apart, man. I don't even. She talk. She, you know. This happened 3 years ago. We just kind of stopped. I just stopped responding to her, and, you know, all my cousins and family, they try to reach out to me, but I know it's her that she's sending them to try to talk to me, you know, with gossiping and all that. And I just, you know, I can't go back to that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Amazing. What a mess.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right, man.
And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Will do.
All right, John.
Will do, man.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Man. Yes, sir. All right, bye.
Bye now. 888 77 573-773. Before I go to the phones and the super, back to the phone and super chats, I wanna know from you. Really, I wanna hear from you if you can. What do you think about this father and this situation with his son? I just saw it this morning. My producer, of course, showed it to me. And I'm like, let me play it first before I... It's from Grok. This post shares a video of a white father publicly disciplined his son on a suburban street for calling a black child the N-word. Watch this from X.
But you cannot do that. And I don't know where you learned that word from or why you think it's such a trigger, but did we treat you like that when we came to our house? We allowed you, allowed you in. That's not okay. It's never okay to use that word under any circumstance. And we've given you no inkling to disrespect me or my son or my niece like that.
And why are you telling an 8-year-old girl, fetch a ball, like you're a boss, like you run something?
The same ball that they stopped you on your bike and let you play with them with.
And then you're going to have a nerve to come over here and talk about they jumped me? Don't put your head down. Look up. That's coward shit.
I don't know. But like I said, this started from up there. And like I said,
you owe it every last person here an apology.
You don't owe me.
And the next time you beat your ass
when I got that phone call, you I'm thinking it's men in front of the
you
house.
You apologize to every person here.
I'm like,
period.
I get over
now.
Like,
go.
Okay, what's going on?
And you be sincere about it.
You don't have to apologize to me because I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even gonna. Sir,
if this lady had to get in her car to try.
Very interesting. What do y'all think about that kind of parenting? What do you think about that?
That's ridiculous.
What was ridiculous about it?
How they were treating the young man. He called the black kid the N-word?
That what they said? I didn't hear him call, but they said it.
And they made that big of a scene about it?
And then told...
So that's the father? That was a Hispanic-looking father, maybe?
Yeah, no, it looked like a white man.
I'm disclaiming him. I'm calling him Hispanic.
You look like white law. Your people do wrong sometimes.
Never.
You think your people never do wrong?
He's a different
you
kind of white.
You always point out what white people do. I mean, black people do. But your people never do wrong?
The kid did no wrong. They should apologize to the kid for being offended.
The father was saying, and here you are telling her to fetch the ball. What's wrong with that? What's a fish the ball? What's bad about
that's
that?
It's like, hey, slave girl, because he's telling the little girl to go fetch the ball for him, like a dog or a little slave girl. In the father's imagination, I guess.
What state are they in, city? Because that may be the way country people speak.
True, indeed. Or, you know, you tell the dog to go fetch. So the kids just have been like a mildly bad kid, and then they're being really bad to him. And a forced apology like that, how are you going to be sincere? Be sincere about it.
I know. And then apparently it sounded like the father said the boy came back home saying that they had jumped him or tried to jump him. And
so
he's like, so you're going to come here and say that they're jumping you?
Dumped.
I thought he said jumping him.
Oh, I heard dumped, but maybe it was jumped.
And he used that word, the N-word, and fetched the ball and all that. No wonder they jumped him. It's all right. But when I saw this video, I thought, and people wonder why the children become angry and start acting out like the adult. What kind of father talked to his son or daughter like that? In your face and cursing at him. That's a black thing. That's not a white father personality, is it?
That is a... Yeah, it is a lower class white.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's black-esque.
But I always hear nowadays, because this one even like this when I was growing up, but I always hear the black mothers and black father cursing out their children, cursing at them in their face, cursing at them.
Yeah.
I don't hear white people doing that.
It looks and sounds so performative, like the father is putting on a performance for the black family.
He was, that's for sure.
Poor kid. Poor little boy. He's going to be, like you said, angry. He already is.
No, he already is.
And that did not help.
And then the boy going to act up, if all this is true, and allegedly, and if this boy should start acting up in school, they're going to blame everybody but the parents. And then they're going to give him pills to dumb him down, and they're going to say, you got post-stress, somatic syndrome, and all that mess. And they're going to give him pills. They're not going to tell the parent, well, they'll become like you. How do you think kids should act if this is the way you treat them? And what a letdown that your father would do you like that in front of some other people, whether they're black or white or whatever. Your father going to talk down to you like that, cuss you out, get in your face. How that must feel, knowing that your father's doing that. That's not even the mother doing it. It's the father acting like the mother. What a mess. Derek, my producer, saying that boy won't ever trust his father again. That's for sure. He's going to hate his father and, as a result, hating God. And speaking of mama, Lord have mercy. This is the worst mama ever. I don't understand how the Carrie Bass even, when she used to be the state representative, and then become mayor, there's nothing about Carrie Bass, this black female, that says that she's even mentally able to run a city. There's nothing about her at all. Even when I debated her, she was a state representative. She was slow then. When I debated her. And I was stunned that Los Angeles would think that she would be fit to be a mayor of a city. And she's been such a letdown. For those voters, I was never surprised. And Carrie Bass is one to just play mama to the poor, to the homeless. That's all she's done. And things haven't gotten better with the homeless. They're everywhere still. X is reported, this is from X and Washington Examiner. In May of 2026, so-called L.A. Mayor Carrie Bass highlighted the need for comprehensive health care. Whenever they say comprehensive health care, that means that you just hire someone that's not going to do anything. They're not going to make your city, your state, or your country any better, because comprehensive means they're not going to do anything. They're just going to take your money and waste it on silly stuff. Comprehensive health care for the homeless population. She called it housing, unhousing. Try to dress it up. Watch this from Jesse Waters and Fox News.
How many people who are unhoused that you meet have no teeth at all? They don't have teeth. Why? Because meth rots your teeth. You can't succeed without teeth. So there needs to be comprehensive health care provided to people.
Free cosmetic dentistry for homeless meth heads? And you can't give the money directly to the dentist. No, no, no. Karen's funneling the money through a nonprofit, obviously. It's called Homeless Not Toothless.
Amazing, huh? That's why they come up with these comprehensive health care or whatever plan, because they build organizations and they take that money and it never helps the people. Never. I remember when I first started doing radio and TV, and the so-called civil rights leaders asking for all this money for the blacks. Oh, we need to help the blacks. And I'm like, all this money coming in, and the blacks not even getting better because they were not getting the money. Not that the money itself was going to make them better, but they were using the blacks for the money to get money. That's what they do with the homeless people. If you were in L.A., homeless people are still everywhere. And then they say they built these buildings for the homeless people, and a lot of the homeless people don't even want to stay in them. They'd still rather go outside and live. And if they should live in them, they destroy the apartments. But she is being mama all the way. People don't, they don't need no teeth. They don't need teeth. At first, they were giving them, so they were giving the drug addict free needles. You guys are drug addicts, we're going to help you. Comprehensive needle plans. And they built organizations that's supposed to be getting the money to give to the homeless with needles. And the homeless situation got worse. Same thing with the teeth thing. Everything they give you destroys you. You become a drug addict. They say, oh, we got to house you. And you get worse. And then they say, we're going to give you needles. And you get worse. Now, teeth, because if they had not given you the needle to use the methamphetamines, you may still have your teeth. The government is not your friend. It is your enemy in the same way that religion is your enemy. Religion is not your friend, and the government is not your friend. Anyone who tries to control you or live your life for you is your enemy. And then if you're a working class person, you got to pay for, get your teeth fixed yourself. And you're not even using drugs. How about leaving my money alone, let me take care of my own teeth and start taking my money, giving it to organizations that put a little bit out there and keep the rest for themselves. What a mess! Super, super.
Super chat.
Lori says, Jesse, my son came home and a random thought told me he was drinking. I smelled an overwhelming stench of beer. After a few minutes talking to him, I saw he was completely sober and the smell of beer went away. Thoughts can make you even smell things that aren't even there.
I rest my case.
Evil trying to cause a fight over illusion. Mind-blowing.
I rest my case.
Control the mind and our senses. Wow.
Yeah. Your thoughts are not your friend, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
3K with 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, 3K?
Bree.
Oh, Bree K. Thank you, Bree K.
Got to read the rest later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world, such as the so-called Supreme Court preserves access, communist buzzword, to that widely used abortion pill. I thought that there were two. But, yeah, they can mail order mifepristone pending appeal, right? They're allowing for the mail order of that abortion pill. And Trump departing China after a two-day summit with Xi, that's the president or whatever, prime minister, I forget what it is, of China, Xi Jinping, and he lauded progress on the Chinese and American ties. And Trump says that he won't be much more patient with Iran. Trump says he hasn't determined whether to move forward on major arms packages for Taiwan after his summit with China's Xi. China's Xi doesn't want us giving weapons to Taiwan because that's a mess, because they want Taiwan to be China, or they say Taiwan is China. Terrible. And Trump says he will soon make a decision about sanctions on Chinese companies buying Iranian oil. Very interesting stuff. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show already. It is Express Yourself Friday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. There's one line open, all right? It is Hake News, not fake news. Today we have JLP, Hake, the Fallen State, and then American Anchor Baby, all right? And then church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Very nice. And we'll get to more of your super chats as well, y'all. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP on Cash App, as well as, of course, Rumble, YouTube, and even Pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me tell you about this thing about the MIT president. MIT president says research has shrunk 10% in 1 year amid Trump's cuts. On Thursday, this woman, I guess, Sally Kornbluth, K-O-R-N-B-L-U-T-H, MIT president, announced that the university's research enterprise has shrunk 10% from a year ago amid federal funding challenges and policy changes. The Trump administration raised endowment taxes to 8% and implemented stricter immigration policies that discourage international students. See? Creating a cascade of funding pressures on the institution. MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is that what that is, I think? It reported a more than 20% decline in federal research awards and faces a $300 million shortfall, forcing administrators to shutter libraries and reduce admissions across departments. Graduate enrollment outside the Sloan School, I guess that's part of it, the institution, declined close to 20% this year, and potentially resulting in 500 fewer graduate students entering the university's research pipeline. Kornbluth, this Sally gal, is meeting with leaders in Congress and the Trump administration to advocate for research funding while warning about that the shrinking pipeline for basic discovery research threatens future scientific innovation. But we all know that there is a whole lot of SJW mess in the so-called research thing. All research is not good research. I'm pretty sure. And Cuba's running into trouble. Cuba, according to Ground News, all these headlines are from Ground News at this point. Cuba's run out of diesel and fuel oil amid this U.S. blockade on Cuba. The United States plans to indict Raul Castro. That's the son, I guess, or brother, or I forget what he was, to Fidel Castro. That's what a U.S. DOJ official said. And the CIA director is meeting with top officials in Havana, Cuba. So said the Cuban government. Pretty interesting stuff going on in this here old world. Cuba's electrical grid suffered a partial collapse early Thursday, cutting power across the eastern provinces from Guantanamo to Ciego de Avila, with a state-run electric union working to restore service. It's rough living over there in Cuba during these times. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? I always hear people say, I'm mad at my father the way he treated my mother. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? What an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, whatever, and you would love to just hear the show as it's happening, you can now. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. So you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone anywhere in the world. And go and do what you got to do, right? By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. I got love and I've got joy, but most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Relax day. Get it off your chest day. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
Tonight, chaos on the streets of Cambridge.
We're getting reports of gunshots fired.
With this chilling scene unfolding in the college town.
Romel Burke stood in front of a judge Saturday, smiling as he faced second-degree murder charges.
Why won't anyone sit next to me?
I'm sitting there.
All that anger.
Should Christian women obey their husband?
My answer is, it all depends on the man.
I think it's a weirdly worded question, because I don't think it's obey. It's like they're partners.
The world is a mess.
What a mess! What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. And that you can rely on. It's going to get worse. I mean, over the last 36 years of doing this work, it got worse. It only got worse. And it's going to get worse. Derek, come to the studio for a minute. It's only going to get worse. I got to talk to my juice about something that I need here. It's going to get worse. And this, you can rely on, because the human heart is evil. You do not know the wickedness of human beings until you start to overcome your own wickedness. And it's going to blow your mind. What a mess, huh? The great white hope is right. Angry than ever. And by the way, those videos you see in the opening, all glory go to the Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby put together those openings. They are amazing. What the? Before I go back to the calls, some of you know that there is a mayoral race in California right now, Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, they are trying to get a new person. It's time to elect a new person for mayor. And this new guy just popped up out of nowhere. And he is on fire right now. I don't know how the election is going to turn out, but a lot of times, when the people have suffered so much, as they have done in L.A. and California, the spirit of truth tends to send somebody along out of nowhere. And it's not like someone that's been in government and all that, but out of nowhere. Remember how Trump came about? And the new person is like crying in the wilderness, hey, wake up. I'm going to point you back to the source. I'm going to get in here and I'm going to do something about this mess. I understand it. And some of you may have heard of this guy, but he's on fire right now. Karen Bass, which is, I still don't understand why. There's zero about Karen Bass that says that she's capable of running a slave kitchen, not to mention a city. Karen can't even be the slave kitchen order person. She's trying to act like burglary are down, crime gone down. Not on the local news, they ain't gone down. But she'll say anything right now because she wants to stay in there so she can help the unhoused, call it home of the people unhoused. Fox 11, Karen Bass report that burglaries have decreased more than 30%. This year compared to last. Watch this from Fox 11.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says burglaries are down by more than 30% this year over last. Bass and the LAPD say targeted efforts are responsible for the improvement, including more than 100 arrests made in April. Just last week, a suspect linked to 25 residential burglaries was taken into custody. Police say that suspect is linked to a South American crime crew. Bass says while the data is encouraging, the priority is ensuring all residents feel safe in their neighborhoods.
Oh, you want to feel safe. Not about reality, but you just want to feel safe every day. on the local news here, up in Beverly Hills, out in the Valley, up in Studio City, and places like that, houses are being broken into every day, back to back in some cases. And then in some cases, according to the news report, the people are home. And Karen Bass want to act like all is well. And the police show up late. Every time the police show up, the criminal's gone. It's like they're hiding around the corner until the criminal leave, and then they show up. And they claim they caught one. That's a one out of a thousand. But Karen Bass just want to make sure you feel good. And they tell you, oh, you got to put more lights around your homes. You got to get bodyguards, security guards. You got to do this. How about bring the police back and bring back bonds? Here is Spencer Pratt, the guy that came out of nowhere on fire, taking names and kicking what hate?
Rears.
Hate shaking the head because he's a Christian. Fox 11, Spencer Pratt shared an AI-generated attack ad targeting Bass. Why is this from Fox 11?
Spencer Pratt himself shared a new Bass attack ad today using artificial intelligence.
I've addressed the homeless problem. Now, most of them won't stab you as long as you don't make eye contact. Almost none of the needles in children's playgrounds have AIDS on them. If you like the last 4 years, you're going to love the next four. Vote Bass. I'm
Karen. Pratt claims both Mayor Bass and Nithya Raman are working to sideline him as he surges in the polls. Mail-in ballots are already out ahead of the primary on June 2nd.
I skipped 15B. Fox 11, the Mariota race has seen an escalation in attack ads. One ad founded by the L.A. County Federation of Labor talking to Spencer Pratt. Watch this. My bad.
New tonight, new attack ads in the L.A. mayoral race are raising some eyebrows tonight.
Republican Spencer Pratt is the last thing Los Angeles needs for mayor. Pratt opposes using taxpayer money to build brand new houses for our unhoused neighbors.
Funded by the L.A. County Federation of Labor, this ad criticizes mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt's plans to boost police, cut local union power, and reduce homeless housing projects. But rival L.A. council member Nithya Raman tells the L.A. Times it's a, quote, cynical attempt to help Pratt appeal to conservatives and face Mayor Karen Bass in the November runoff.
Man, so you see how beautiful that is, right? And as a result of that, Spencer Pratt shared his own AI attack ad against Bass. Watch this again.
Spencer Pratt himself shared a new Bass attack ad today using artificial intelligence.
I've addressed the homeless problem. Now, most of them won't stab you as long as you don't make eye contact.
Oh, you don't look at it.
Almost none of the needles in children's playgrounds have AIDS on them. If you like the last 4 years, you're going to love the next four. Vote Bass. I'm
Karen. Pratt claims both Mayor Bass and Nithya Raman are working to sideline him as he surges in the polls. Mail-in ballots are already out ahead of the primary on June 2nd.
Amazing, huh? You put these people in charge of your community, your city, your state, your country. This is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. Can I say hello, South Africa? Mommy Africa? Can I say hello to the UK? Can I say hello to America? Goodbye, America. It's over. It's too far down the road. Now, I am not endorsing Pratt yet or for or against, But I do notice, I have noticed he's on fire. And he's one white man. He is white, right? He appears to be white.
Yeah.
And he is not afraid. I ain't afraid of no blacks. He is on fire. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller Ruben out of Oregon. Ruben,
hi, Jesse.
You are on the air.
Hey, yes, sir. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just a quick question. I recently quit my full-time job kept my part-time job as a janitor. I work at a church, and I left my full-time job to pursue my landscaping business, and been feeling kind of guilty about it, just because of the steady income that I had. And my question for you is, you know, did I make the right choice?
So you had a full-time job and a part-time job, and then
yes, sir.
And now you want to start your own business, so you quit the full-time job and you still have the part-time job?
Yes, sir.
Why are you doubting that?
I guess it's my family is kind of giving me a little bit of a hard time, especially my mom, asking me why I would kind of take a chance and start my own business. You know, I might not be successful at it.
Might not.
And I feel like I'm doing pretty well with my part-time job.
So she's saying you might not be successful?
Yeah.
And what else?
She's just basically telling me that I made a big mistake by leaving my full-time job to pursue my landscaping business.
How old are you? And,
I'm 35.
What?
Why don't you? Not a bit. Complete beta.
What a beta! Why don't you you give your mama the finger and go live your life? Why not?
Yeah. That's actually what I really want to do.
But why? The question is, why have you given her the finger? You're 30-something years old. When will you forget about your mother and go live your own life? Why haven't you given her the finger and go live your own life?
I guess she's just kind of guilt-tripping me, making me feel like I'm a bad son for leaving my full-time job.
But why haven't you given her the finger? How old are you again?
I'm 35, Jesse.
Wow!
I know, yeah, man.
Why haven't you given her the finger?
I have not given her the finger yet.
Why not?
I think I pretty
much... You're 35 years old. When do you plan to give her the finger?
Right now. Right now.
Why haven't you done it?
I feel bad because she's old. And,
what the hell to do with you? A old hag trying to hold, stop you back, keep you back.
Yeah, you're right. I just
why haven't you given her the finger?
I haven't got a chance to talk to her yet.
But you had to be talking. She's telling you about your business. How is she able to tell you that you should have quit your job and all that if you have not talked to her?
Yeah. I let her know that I was planning on leaving my job, and I actually already did. I resigned, but I haven't told her yet.
But why did you need to even let her know you were doing this?
I guess it's because I'm probably going to sound like a total beta, but I'm an only child, and I think I'm in constant communication with her.
Why?
Well,
she still doesn't own you.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with like she's my babysitter and stuff like that. She takes care of my kids while I go to work. And so, she kind of feels like maybe I'm a lowlife. She kind of told me that for leaving my full-time job and pursuing my
business. She called you a lowlife?
Yeah.
Your mother called you a lowlife, and you still did not give her the finger.
Still have not given her the finger, no. But I'm still working. My little business is kind of thriving, and so I feel like I'm doing pretty well. I'm still bringing in that income.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
How many children you have?
I have one son. He's 12 years old.
Are you raising your son?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have the child?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why don't you find another babysitter if you got a lit boots to have her to babysit? Why not find another babysitter?
Yeah, that's definitely what I've been thinking about.
That was a question.
Why haven't I?
Yeah.
I guess it's because she's been raising my kids pretty much.
But why would you let the person screw you up raise your kid? She's going to screw your kid up.
Yeah.
She's calling you a low life. She's calling you these names. Why would you trust her with your children?
Yeah, I don't really trust her too much.
But why would you? Why do you? Ruben, what's wrong with you?
I'm just undecisive. I guess part of me feels like I made the wrong choice.
Because you listen to the devil in your mind and in your mama.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like I know that deep down, starting my own business, I feel like it's a pretty honorable, you know. I'm starting from scratch. I bought my own equipment, and, you know, I'm out here doing jobs on my own. And
do you live with your mother?
No, thank God I don't.
So have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I've been listening to your show for quite some time now, and I've told her that I forgive her because I guess I was always kind of like a mama's boy. I had a curfew till I was like 19. She wouldn't let me like go out and stuff like that. And
what an evil woman.
Yeah. My dad, he's a really good man. He puts up with her.
He live with her?
Yeah.
So your father is still with your mother?
Yeah, he's still with her.
And why do you say he's a good man?
Because he always will try to, like, protect me from her and, like, tell her, like, hey, you're being too strict with him. You shouldn't treat him this way. You shouldn't talk to him this way. You should just let him live his life. And she always seems to have an opinion about my life and always has some sort of input. And he's always the one that kind of holds her back and tells her not, you know, to respect me as a man. And it's time for her to kind of back off, you know.
But now that you're 35, Ruben, it's time for you to give her the finger and start living your life. I do what you want, Ruben, but here's what I recommend. But you make the final decisions in your life. I would find me another babysitter for my child. And I would just give her the finger. Forget about her. Don't resent her. Drop the anger. Don't resent her. And go live your life. And get a babysitter. Live your life. And don't let her know what you're doing at all. You don't need to let her know, especially if she's trying to stop you from living your own life. And you need to go live your life. Get a business if that's what you want. And don't worry about if it's going to work or not. Have a way to see. And just live your life. But you got to, you like, she's stunting your growth. You're 35 years old. You sound like a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
And your mother do not love you. She hates you. And she loves the control that she has over you. And she hates your father. And she's going to destroy your son.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I agree with you.
But yeah, you're letting that happen.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be like find a respectful way to let her know that I don't need her opinion. Like I don't need her to have an input.
What do you mean by a respectful way?
Just like not being rude about it, like saying like, hey, you know, get out of my life. I don't want nothing to do with you. But that's actually what I really want to tell her.
Why don't you tell her that's respectful? Why don't you tell her that?
Yeah.
what would happen if you told her that?
I think everything would be fine.
So why would you do it? That's not, it's disrespectful not to be straight up with her and just don't resent her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm definitely going to let her know that I'm pursuing my own dreams.
Don't even say that to her. Hey, Ruben, stop it.
Yeah. Okay.
You're 35 years old. Go and find yourself a babysitter and that you can, you know, have someone watch over your son for you and do your own thing and forget about her. Just don't resent her and go live your life. You don't owe her any explanation about anything. As long as you say you got to forgive her, right?
Yeah.
When you went and forgave her, what did you say to her?
I told her, I forgive you for the way that you were with me when I was a kid. You were always hot and cold. One minute you would tell me that you loved me. The next minute you would be screaming at me. She used to like hit me and stuff like that.
Wow.
I told her that I forgive her for being like that, for telling me that she loved me and then turning around and showing me that she didn't. And
what did she say?
She told me that I'm crazy, that's not true, that she's the only person in this world that actually loves me.
Yeah, right. If she love you, I don't want to see what hate look like.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't believe her. I know that she doesn't really have love in her.
No, she doesn't.
So my father, he's a loving father. I've never gotten like a hug from him, but he's kind of like an old school guy. You know, never tells me that he loves me, stuff like that.
Let me just say this to you, Ruben, because of time.
Yes,
I highly recommend you be done with her.
Okay.
You don't have to tell her your plans. You don't have to tell her what you're doing at all. Go and find yourself a babysitter and bring your child to the babysitter and live your life. If you want to run your business, run your business. Have your part-time job. You're 35 now. You are responsible for your life and no one else is. But you got to stop. Be done with her. Give her the finger. Don't explain anything to her. Just be done with her. Block her from your phone and everything.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, that's thank you for the confirmation.
Hold on, Ruben. Let me take a break. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. Check out the merch. Amazing merch. We have a, we're celebrating 250 years of America by presenting to you a silver coin. Why is this? I'll come back to it. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. They're going fast. We only have a limited amount because we're celebrating 250 years, so they're going fast. A major good investment, and you're helping us to help others, all right? Amazing, huh? Everybody invests in silver because the prices always go up and down, but goes up, and it's not going anywhere. And then Punchy's coffee. Good. The coffee is so good, it makes you want to smack your mama. Everybody's talking about Punchy's coffee, and we're going to show it to you here in a minute. And then T-shirts and mugs and hoodies and everything. Every dime goes back to getting the work done. So you're not only helping yourself, you're helping us as well. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Jesse Lee. Peterson.shop or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right? And don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. I do personal shout-outs for you, too. Personal shout-out. Birthday shout-outs. Wedding shout-outs. Encouragement shout-out. Whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, and get your shout out in. Let me go quickly back to Ruben dealing with his mama at 35. Ruben, are you afraid of your mother?
Not really afraid of her. I just, I guess her opinion of me. Well, I wish she would respect me more.
Why?
Well, you know, I wish I had a mom that respected me and stuff, but
why? Mothers don't respect their children. No mother respect their children. So yeah, why do you wish for that?
Well, I guess I wish she was like a loving mother, but she
that's not possible.
She doesn't have it in her.
Right. No mother or loving mothers. Zero.
Yeah, I realized that. Unfortunate that her and I can't have like a good relationship.
But why do you even want that? You're not responding to me about that. Why do you care or want that from her? You're a grown man. You don't need that. And plus, she's never had that to give. She doesn't even respect your father. Why do you want that as an adult man?
I guess, cause she's old and, I guess I know like her time is short. Her time is coming perhaps. And, I just, wanted us to kind of have a good relationship, so I can kind of have a peace of mind, that I did everything possible to make her proud.
That's never going to happen. You can never make anyone proud, and you should not want that. You got to live your life and not try to make anyone proud or not proud. People are evil. They don't care about you. Your own family member don't care about you. You have to love what's right with all your heart and soul and might, and love, and don't hate them, which is love, and you'll be fine. Your mother do not have love to give. You're wanting for something that she don't have, and unless you forgive, she's never going to have. and what you should stop wanting to be proud or prove anything or anything. Just simply live your life, loving what's right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pursue my business. And like you say, have a wait-and-see attitude and see if, you know, I'm blessed and God blesses my business.
But stop telling your mother about your business and what you're doing. Don't tell her anything about your life.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do. We'll do.
Is that hard to do?
No, it's not hard to do. I can be pretty firm and say what's on my mind. It's not hard to do at all.
And if she asks about it, because she's going to be nosy, and if you stop telling her, how's your little business? Just tell her none of her business.
Yeah. All right,
can
yeah.
Can you say that to her?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, none of your business. And just stop telling her anything about your life, period. And when you find your babysitter, just keep your son with the babysitter. And just don't resent her. And if she get old and die that way, that's on her. It had nothing to do with you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The life she wanted. Human beings have the life that they want. And you and I and no one has a right to tell them how they ought to be, what they should be, or prove anything. You don't have a right to do that. Leave people in their hell, and you live your life.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do it once in a while. I don't do it every day, but
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
But you're not doing it every day, you say?
Not every day, but I...
So you're not doing it?
Yeah.
Why you're not putting that first?
Probably because I have a lot of things on my mind. As soon as I wake up, I got all of these things on my mind.
And that's the problem. If you did the silent prayer, those things would not be on your mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've experienced wonderful things when I do the silent prayer.
Of course.
Things that perhaps are even supernatural. Like I've done the silent prayer with my eyes open, and when I'm working.
Right
and,
on.
I've experienced peace. I've experienced another level of just peace in my heart that I can't explain, but I've been able to experience that because of your videos. You have a video that teaches you how to do the silent prayer. And I've been trying to master it and just really become one with the silent prayer.
Well, if you do that, you're in the light with God, and that's why miracles happen, because you and the Father, the light, the truth, are one, and the truth lead your life. But if you don't do it, you're back into the darkness of your mind, the imagination, and Satan is leading your life right into hell.
Yes, sir.
So don't let the devil talk you out of it by telling you, oh, you don't have time. You got a lot on your mind. You got to run here. You got to run there. Don't fall for that. He doesn't want you to do it because he doesn't want to leave your body, your mind. He would rather you hoop and holler and pray to Jesus, pray to Mary, pray to Allah, rather than being still and letting the light guide you. Because
yes,
he have to leave when you're in the light.
Yes.
So go back to the silent, I recommend you go back to the silent prayer, forgive your mother, and move on with your life. Stop being a, leave her, let her, leave her to her misery, but don't be a part of her misery.
Okay.
You don't owe her anything, just don't resent her.
Yeah.
And if she die, let her die in her hell. That's what she want.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I can't change her.
And don't even try. And just because you're an only child, you still don't owe her anything. She was supposed to take care of you. She was the parents. She was not doing you a favor.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm her son.
You're no longer her son. You're a grown man now.
Okay.
You're not her son.
Okay, Jesse.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm a grown man.
You're a grown adult. Start living like it.
Okay. I will.
Mama don't like you. She likes everyone.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for your advice, man. I love you, man. Thank you.
You two stay with it. And again, leave your mother alone. Get away from the devil in your mind and in her. All right? Stop telling.
Yes,
don't want respect or anything from her or anyone, really. Just live your life. Do your life.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, Ruben.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, buddy.
I really appreciate it, man. I love you.
Love you too. All right, now. My mama don't lie to you. She lies to everyone. And if you think... What the? Greg is out of New York. Greg, you are on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, so I just wanted to call and tell you what's been going on. I had already called him multiple times, and then I went to service one time, or the meeting with you, and you told me that if I ever had children, I'd pass on love. And I also, of course, watch your show. I don't live in California. I'm from New York. And anyways, I'm back in New York now, and I took Hake advice, and I kind of listened to what you said. Yeah, right. But anyways, all Hake said was, is he said, if you see a girl, go up to her and talk to her. That was the advice I took, that I wanted to talk to. So I met this girl. I went up to her and talked to her. And this is kind of like the first, it's been like a couple weeks now, and this is kind of like one of the, if not the first relationship I've ever been in. And it's going beyond my wildest imagination, like positive in my view. So I just wanted to know what, if you had any advice for me or things I should look out for, or what do you think? Right now, I've been just doing what I see to do, and it's all been working out great. Like, dare I say, perfectly. So.
And Hake, what kind of advice you give him now, Hake?
Don't be judging it as good necessarily. I disclaim this. I don't remember saying that. I recognize your voice and your way of speaking, but I don't remember saying that. I'm not saying I didn't.
You
say
were somebody. Somebody asked you how to talk to women, and you said, "If you see a girl that you want to talk to, go up and talk to her."
What's funny is, I remember hearing a guy say the opposite, not to talk to her, even if you kind of want to, because it's ego. I don't say
well,
you should do
either
way. I don't think you should have rules.
You say, good thing I listen to you.
That's what you said. Oh man! I just put him in a hot water. Now he's all men turn into
no.
Can I just say
it's
this?
Going good.
All men turn into simps once they get with a girl. They talk all big. They're alpha.
You told him to go and talk to her.
My bad, Greg. My bad, Greg. Don't blame me.
Hey, Greg.
No, I'm not going to blame you. Yes, sir.
Is she older or younger?
Jesse, everything's good. She's younger. You're just going to ask the question. It's going to be good.
And you said that right now everything's going fine, right?
Yeah. And I'm a business owner. I'm very busy, so I can't stay on the phone. But, yeah, everything's going fine.
Oh, okay. And so what's your concern?
I have no concerns.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I've told people this, and they tell me, Greg, you shouldn't be suspicious or anything just because you have no concerns.
Well, here's what I recommend. Don't be so excited because it's going to change. That good feeling you have right now is going to disappear because good feelings are fake. They're all ego, they're vanity, and they don't last. And so just know that's going to change. And you be yourself. Don't change yourself for her at all. You be you and take it one day at a time. And don't spend your money on her. Don't treat her special. Don't try to please her. But you be you and just treat her the way you would treat anyone. And see what happens.
Okay. What I've learned so far is there will be days where I have that good feeling or whatever you just said, and I do the silent prayer, so I'm able to see, wow,
yeah.
What is this? This is not me. This is crazy. And then there's those moments where she'll talk to me, and it'll be like a miscommunication.
Yeah.
Where like, and then I'll have the opposite feeling, the not good feeling or whatever it is. I'm not going to call it something, but I'll recognize that in myself too. And I see that false up and down that's trying to come through me and stuff like
right
that.
On.
It's I'm just learning so much, and I just want to thank you because it's beyond like anything I could ever imagine. Like it doesn't make sense how this is all happening because I've never had a relationship, and this one just came out of nowhere. I went to my friend's house. And his fiance was there, and her best friend was there, and that's who it is. And
right on.
It just out of nowhere, no trying at all, just like you said. I don't know.
We're right on. And just again, just take it one day at a time. Have no expectation, and you be you. Don't make her your god at all. And whatever happens, if it's meant to last, it will naturally. If it doesn't last, then you'll still be fine. People come in and out of your life, and you won't be moved by it. But if you change yourself by trying to please her or put her like a god, you're headed for trouble. As long as you don't do that, okay. You'll be fine.
All right. Thank you, and thank you, Hank, again. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Let me know how it goes, but you stay with the silent prayer, and you stay present and let life happen the way you're doing, all right?
Yes, sir.
But I wish you well.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. 888-53-773, I guess. Is that right? 888-775-3773. What now? Super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Eric 10 Coffees in response to the BQ.
Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
No, I haven't. And that's fascinating. The question shines a light on how conditioned we are to blindly defend women. Mothers sell innocence, defending her reality. Children take on her identity. We defend the devil because whenever we don't, there's hell to pay. We don't question anything that could offend a woman, including her age, weight, body count, where she's been, what she's done, or how she treated our father, says Eric.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. Keep it piffy. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Truth for Jesus bought a coffee saying Truth for Jesus bought an espresso. What's wrong with the Muslims? Their God married a 9-year-old. What the? Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
What's wrong with the Allah, people? Amazing. Thank you.
Is their prophet their God? Kind of. Alex from Florida. Weak men have allowed feminism to destroy our country. Marriage rates have gone from about 90% in the 70s to the mid-teens now. Given this statistic, what jobs should we recommend to our daughters? Our daughters.
Cooking and cleaning and sewing.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Alexander. Yeah. Show Sugino 3 coffees. Hey, Hank, isn't it Jesse's birthday in a week? Indeed. I did the math, the mental math, and it is the 15th today plus 7 days for a week. Is the 22nd, which I believe is JLP's B-Day, allegedly.
Amazing.
Doxed.
Thank you.
Only love matters. But
what love got to do? Got to do What love but a secondhand emotion? Tina Turner was right. Love is just a secondhand emotion. Love is not real. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Only Love Matters says, but you and Karen Bass would be a good-looking couple, though, Jesse.
Ew, so hard-hearted, beat me. Amazing. Thank you.
See you on Three Coffees. Hi, Jesse. Forever love. Welcome to America-ca-ca. Sion, your birthday is approaching. Josh out of Georgia. When are you going to get off your beta maleness and let Jesse know? Blah, 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 blah. Spill your beans. Laughing with tears. Love you, Jesse, so much. You better behave. You're still taken. You're looking more handsome and handsome as you get older. One thing about black folks, you guys got a body and your chest explains it. Read the whole thing, Hank. I'm not going to read that whole thing. It's felt slightly messy. But thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion. Black don't crack. Are you back at home? Is she back at home? Back
in
the U.S.?
It sounds like she's back in America. Oh,
welcome back, Sion. That's amazing. And my birthday is the 22nd of May. And the Great White Hope birthday is June. And all the smart people birthdays are Geminis.
Charlotte.
Have you noticed that?
I hadn't.
Yeah.
But you and Trump are Geminis?
Yeah.
This is demonic. I'm a Christian. I don't listen to astrology. I don't even know what it is.
And then there's somebody else that's a smart person from way back when, and he was a Gemini. Remember that?
Yeah.
I forgot who it was.
So do I.
But thank you, Sion, and welcome back home, and I appreciate it.
Okay, and... Charles, we'll have to read your coffee and the rest of the super chats later, y'all.
That's amazing, hour gone by.
Indeed.
Thank you all so much. When I come back, folks, straight to your calls and your super chat. I can't believe my producer put together an amazing package. I never get to all of them. What the? You know, back in a moment. Hate news coming.
And I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. I was telling you about the United States planning to indict. It looks like indict, but it's indict Cuba. Cuba's Raul Castro. Did you know this man is 94 years old? The former president of Cuba. Thursday, a Justice Department official said prosecutors plan to indict that guy. At 94 years old, with the attorney's office from the Southern District of Florida overseeing this effort. CBS reported a potential indictment focuses on Cuba's deadly 1996, that's 30 years ago, shoot down of planes operated by humanitarian group Brothers to the Rescue. And President Donald J. Trump has increased pressure on Cuba, threatening sanctions on fuel suppliers, which has ignited power outages. I was telling you about that last hour, and damages to the island's economy. Wow. Cuban officials confirmed Thursday they met with the CIA chief, John Ratcliffe, who told them the United States is prepared to engage if Cuba makes fundamental changes, meaning that would be we'll work with you, positive things. Representatives for Cuba's foreign ministry and a Justice Department spokesman did not respond to requests for comment, leaving the planned indictment unconfirmed, okay? Interesting. But he did visit Cuba, according to some people, all right? This John Ratcliffe visited Havana, Cuba. Pretty nice place, I think, right? But with all those power outages, Cuba's in a rough spot. Shout out to Cuba and Cubans. They are very hit and miss. Sometimes they're Republicans. They're more Republicans per capita. But sometimes they're full-blown communists, like George Gascon. Did you know George Gascon, the L.A. County D.A., no longer at D.A., but he was D.A. for a while? It was rough. He was a former Republican, and he looks white Hispanic. And then he turned full-blown George Soros Netflix CEO communist. Terrible. Horrible for the crime situation over here. Anyway, speaking of law enforcement, according to far-left AP News, FBI Director Kash Patel went on a, quote-unquote, VIP snorkel session at a Pearl Harbor, at the Pearl Harbor Memorial. Pearl Harbor being over in, that way's west, right? Over in Hawaii. Well, why wouldn't he? Why is this news? I guess they're going after Kash Patel. They're accusing him of drinking and not showing up and unexplained absences and stuff. And he's defied them. They're trying to get him out of there. Makes me want to cozy up to him, even when I don't really care either way. But anyway, that's what's going on. And also, a new study. Get this. You guys listen to Disclose? I think this is from Disclose. A new study shows that crickets actively groom and, quote-unquote, nurse their injured antennae is plural for antenna. It's not antennas. It's antennae. With flexible targeted behavior that goes beyond simple reflexes. It strengthens the case that some insects may feel pain, highlighting potential welfare concerns for commercial cricket farming. Interesting, huh? And the source is from the Royal Society. It's a research paper, Flexible Self-Protection as Evidence of Pain-Like States in House Crickets. So don't hurt these bugs. They feel pain, too. And somehow feeling pain matters to people, whether something feels pain. Like, it's fine to kill a baby as long as it doesn't feel pain type stuff. Terrible, huh? Anyway, the U.S. Border Patrol Chief, Mike Banks, according to Ground News, he's resigning on Thursday, or he's resigned, not sure. He announced his immediate resignation yesterday, Thursday, the 14th, U.S. Border Patrol Chief, marking the latest high-profile departure from the Department of Homeland Security's leadership team. Not sure what Mike Banks, type of person he is. He was on a Fox News interview saying, it's just time. Under his 16-month tenure, he successfully steered the agency from a state of chaotic insecurity to overseeing the most secure border in U.S. history. Right on for him, if true. Wish him well. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. What a mess. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Friday. Friday is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself. And it doesn't matter what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
Tonight, chaos on the streets of Cambridge.
We're getting reports of gunshots fired.
With this chilling scene unfolding in the college town.
In the USA. Hey.
Romel Burke stood in front of a judge Saturday, smiling as he faced second-degree murder charges.
Why won't anyone sit next to me?
I'm not sitting there. I'm sitting there.
All that anger.
Should Christian women obey their husband?
My answer is, it all depends on the man.
I think it's a weirdly worded question, because I don't think it's obey. It's like they're partners.
The world is a mess.
What a mess. Pearl, you amazing job with that question to these women at that church. Will you obey your husband? It's a spiritual battle, folks, and it's just going to get worse. Amazing job, Anchor Baby, with that video. Anchor Baby, something else. Amazing. It's going to get worse because you have been told anger is good. And in some cases, the Christians have been told Jesus was angry. But no. Anger is evil, and there's no love in it. You got to force this emotion, which you call love. That's not love. That's hate. And then you hate. First you love me, then you hate me, then you hate me, then you love me, then you fight. Because that's not love. Anyone that has anger and do not let it go, you are a son or a daughter of evil. Your father is Satan. Drop the anger, operate for love, and see what happens to you. And in the world gone crazy, meaning people gone crazy. I want to, and I've said over and 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 over again, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But you, if you stop being you, you will have a perfect life in spite of the things that's going on around you. You will be in the world, but not of it. And you can't make that happen on yourself, so don't try. Don't try. But if you, it can be done, and you will have perfect peace while the world around you, people around you going crazy, your family members and everything. It's up to you. Can we say black fatigue? You've heard of black fatigue, right? Everybody and their mama, if you're white, everybody and they mama, if you're black, have black fatigue. They're just tired of it. They're just sick of it. Grok, I want to show you black fatigue. Grok, a 40-second video of a shirtless man running chaotically near a bank, confronting a civilian and an orange shirt. Then resisted multiple police officers before being tackled and subdued on the street. These police officers are dealing with this guy like they're like social workers or something. Watch this from X.
Oh!
He just knocked a woman out, according to the video. A person out. Look at the police like social workers. That woman walking behind, I don't blame her.
Ooh, ooh, get him, get him.
Black fatigue, better known as black excellence. And it's gonna get worse. You go on and hold on to anger if you want, resentment, judgment, and see what happens to you. I can't read that, Derek, because you didn't tell me where you get it from. But it's amazing. And it got to get worse. It's going to get worse. Your problem is has nothing to do with color at all. Black people, white people, people. It's spiritual. It's in your head. It's evil. It is anger. And no one is to blame but your parents for recreating you, especially the mother in her image. But as an adult, it's up to you to overcome it. The parents spend 18 years screwing you up. And then you spend the rest of your life trying to overcome. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. And as long as you blame out there for your problems, you're never going to get better. And that you can rely on. As long as you're saying, you make me mad, you make me sad, you make me afraid, you make me shy, you make me want to commit suicide, you make me want love, you took away my love, you hate me. As long as you're blaming somebody else outside of you, you're going to only get worse. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you, and you're not going to enter into that kingdom until you go through the hell inside of you. Until you go through it, there's no way out. The police can't even stop the guy. And white people, one other one before I go to your phone call. You thought that was bad, and it is. I want you to watch. Now, I don't know if this stuff is real or not, but it's interesting. Because they do all kinds of stuff on video now on YouTube. This little child appears to be disturbed about being white at this age. A little child, a little white baby. He hasn't even had a chance to experience White History Month yet. He's not celebrated White History Month. It may be too late for him. He already hated color. And White History Month is coming up in July because July just feels white. And we're celebrating 9 years of White History Month. If the Lord is willing and decreed, all right. But this little kid appears to have already been turned away from his whiteness. I don't know how that happened to a kid. Essence reported, a disturbing video shows young white child distraught over being white. He's like, this is white hair. He wants some black hair. What the? Watch this from X.
This is white people hair.
What does that mean?
It means that this hair is white.
You are a white person.
I'm not supposed to be white. We're supposed to be black and we're black.
Where is he getting that from? School? Or where? His soul has already been or is being destroyed. That was so nice, meaning bad, that I want to play it twice. This boy appears to be just out angry about being white, and his hair is supposed to be black. We're supposed to be black, according to the video. Watch this from X.
This is white people hair.
What does that mean?
It means that this hair is white.
You are a white person.
I'm not supposed to be white. We're supposed to be black and we're black.
Will he grow up to become a skinhead? This is what's happening in my country, if this is real. If this is real, now do you believe me when I tell you my country is gone? White people giving up their own country. Just think about that. He got good hair. He got white hair, good hair. He want black nappy hair. Go figure. White men found it and created the greatest country on the planet. And they made a horrible mistake by allowing other people to come in. And this is what you're getting. Your child, if this is true, is being told, a little kid who never even think about color, that he's supposed to be black. He got white hair. Isn't that child abuse? Teaching a kid to hate himself or herself? Oh, it's okay to treat white kids like that. But if a white person had told a black kid, you're supposed to be white, your hair is nappy, you're supposed to have white hair and not this black hair, what do you think would be happening right now? What would be happening right now? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Germany and talk to... who is that name? March. March, you are on the air.
Wow, what a pleasure.
Hey, March.
My birthday.
This is your first...
Hello, Jesse. Do you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow's my birthday, and happy birthday to, I think it was Nick?
Yeah, the anchor baby birthday was the day before yesterday.
Right. It's a great month. So I'm calling to answer the biblical question and to tell you have great coffee. I ordered it when I was in Florida visiting my mom. So I'll order it again.
You ordered Punch's coffee?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
Amazing. Get your Punch's coffee, folks, at jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. So have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
Well, let me tell you, I was a bit triggered by that question. You reaffirmed a lot of things that I knew, not to have anger, not to blame anybody, no victimhood. So all of that came into play when I started listening to you for the past 2 years. So I'm very, very grateful, Jesse. You're a great pastor. And so it was wonderful to get that reaffirmation or reaffirmation. I don't know how to say it. Reaffirmation. Sorry, I'm between languages here.
That's right.
But so I was triggered because, let me say this, my mother should have left my father earlier. My father was a terrorist. And I'll tell you why. He was a drinker. He was a gambler. He was a womanizer and tried to destroy our home. But my mother was very strong, and I mean, there were, you know, she's not perfect, but that question triggered me because she, the way I'm upset about it is, or not upset, but the way that I, let's say, anger, if there is a little bit of anger, because I'm human.
I'm only human.
Exactly. My she should have left him a long time ago, and she treated him with utmost respect. So I say I'm angry at her because she should have left him earlier. It was difficult. And so now she's come on top of all of that. And now he's homeless. I can't help him. Nobody can help him. I saw him about a year ago, Jesse, and, you know, I forgave him. I forgave my mother because I did have growing up some anger issues because I wanted her to leave my dad. So that's maybe it's another way of answering that question.
And so the question is, have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
The answer is yes, because she treated him with too much respect. She should have left him.
And did you, so that's your answer to the, oh, okay, so yes,
yes
you have,
it is, sir.
Because she treated
yes,
him
is,
with
sir.
Too much respect. Did you resent
well,
your father?
Well, respect is good. I'm sorry?
Did you resent your father?
I did when I was growing up.
And
because,
what did he do to you?
Well, what he did to all of us, actually. But we were, let's say, you know, he was the head of the household.
No, the head
he
of
provided
your, he was
for
the head
us.
Of his wife. But what did he do to
right.
you?
Well, the arguing, the screaming, especially when he got drunk. You know, it was not a happy time, but we have moved away from that. I think we've all, let's say, I mean, I've forgiven him, and I forgave a lot of people in the family because, you know, it's not, you know, every family has a story, as you know. But I'm so grateful, Jesse, that that I came to listen to you because you have reaffirmed all of those ghosts that I've been trying to put down. And I do the silent prayer.
Right on.
So it's awesome. And I love you to death, and you're wonderful. Not to death, to life.
Right. Thank you. What? And so, and so what did your father do to you?
What did he do to me? Well, my whole idea of the father, the image of the father was shattered because I really looked up to him as a child. I mean, he's a Renaissance kind of guy. He has a beautiful voice, kind of like yours, singing. He did a painting. He was an actor. I mean, he could have done a lot for his life, but he chose not to, and that's his problem.
Right.
But, you know, that was kind of shattering. So
but you still didn't
but,
tell me what mm-hmm. because of time, what did he do to
I'm
you?
Sorry.
That you resented him. What did he do to you?
Well, I was sad. Let's just say that. I don't know. What did he do to me directly?
Yes.
We had a lot of, it wasn't the orderly house I would have wanted to have had with a father figure that I would have, let's say, leaned on to. So that's probably
so what
in
did
a,
he
let's
do
say,
to you? Because the way he...
Okay.
You still didn't tell me, because if he did yell at you or whatever, it was because you were treating him the way your mother was treating him, because you identified with
uh-huh.
her, with your mother. And so he couldn't,
okay.
he couldn't have the spirit of your mother, so he couldn't have that mother spirit mm-hmm. in you. But what did
okay.
he do, what did he do to you?
Luckily, he didn't put a hand on me as far as, you know, inappropriately.
So what did
but,
he do to you?
No,
why did you resent him? He did nothing to you.
I guess I fell, it was my problem. I guess I fell into the victimhood.
You did,
you know,
with your
when
mama.
When I was a child.
But just think about it. Your father did nothing to you, but you resent your father.
Yeah, because of him. I mean, I have to say, Jesse, I understand where you're coming from.
And your father, your mother was not an angel to deal with. She put on a front, pretend to be nice and loving and supportive, but she was just acting because she wanted to play victim so she could deceive his children.
Right. Well, I don't know about that, Jesse. I believe, let's say 99.9%.
You resent your father. He did nothing to you. What do you think about that?
I don't anymore.
Have you forgiven him?
Yes, I have.
Did you tell him?
Yes, I did.
What did you say to him?
I said, what happened in the past, I forgive you, and I just want to look forward, and I wish you the best.
Why didn't you tell him, I'm sorry for resenting you? You never did anything to me. I was wrong for resenting you. You didn't do anything. Never between you and my mama. It had nothing to do with me. you never did anything to me, and I was wrong for resenting you. Why didn't you tell him that?
I think I did, because I said I had a lot of anger with you, and now I don't have anger.
I know, but you didn't tell him that you had no reason to have anger with him, because what happened was between he and your mother had nothing to do with you.
Well, okay. I did say I was sorry.
But you didn't say I was wrong for resenting you. You didn't do anything to me. That was with you and my mama. My mama was playing victim, and I identified with her. I was wrong, Dad. I'm sorry. Why did you say that to him?
Yeah. I did say that I am sorry for the anger I had and for, let's say, judging him. I did say that. And he didn't agree. You know, it wasn't very... you have to say things, and then if they accept it or not, like you say, we have to just not pass any judgment. But you reaffirmed a lot of things of what I knew.
Yeah.
With no anger and no blaming and victimhood. So yeah, I'm my own person, Jesse.
And you
and thank you for reaffirming that.
Yeah, and stay with it. Stay with it. It only get clear. And so if you do see your father again, just realize, you know what? That doesn't mean you got to hang out with him or let him come in and mess up your life or anything. But love your father. He never done anything to you.
Right. It was the devil. Yeah. It was Satan.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you so much. Hugs.
Hug. And enjoy the Punchy's coffee. And if tomorrow come, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
29 again.
That's amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let me join a junior out of Houston, Texas. Junior, you are on the air.
I'm all right, and I know you're all right, so I'm not going to ask you how you're doing for the 55th time.
Amazing.
Patience. Amazing. Patience is a virtue. Woo-wee. I waited an hour, but it was worth it. You know, Jesse, the scripture say, do I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And the answer is yes. A lot of people don't like truth, Jesse. You be telling the truth. I guess that's why a lot of people that look like me and you don't like you, but keep telling the truth. And I love it when they call you Uncle Tom.
That's why you're not supposed to hate people, because now that you're waking up, Junior, you can see that they can't help it. They are blinded by their own anger. They know not what they do, so we're not supposed to judge anyone.
Yeah, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
But
I call certain talk shows down here in Houston, and they talk to me like they talk to you, especially the black folks. They call me Uncle Tom and all that stuff. But I love it because they don't realize who Josiah Henson is.
Well, don't say your
last. Josiah Henson is a hero. So thank you for calling me Uncle Tom, because I'm a hero in my opinion.
Well, just don't get too much joy from their misery either, but just don't resent them. You want, because of time, you want to comment about Reuben call?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm gonna be I'm going to be brief because I know a lot of people have been waiting to get to you.
Okay.
But Reuben, you know, he's 35. The scriptures say when I was a child, I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And it also say you leave mother and father and cling to your wife. So he a grown man. But I do kind of feel what he's saying, Jesse, because the scriptures do also say you're supposed to honor your mother and your father. So I think that's really why he's coming from.
You honor them by not resenting them, forgiving them. They know not what they do, right? And that's how you honor them.
Sir.
You just don't resent them, but you don't stay there and let the mother pound on you the way that she's doing him, according to him.
Yeah, because I'm 65, and my mom and dad, you know, they still alive, and they still treat me like I'm 12, and they always said, well, you always going to be little Lester.
But did you tell them, no, you're not?
I'm a senior citizen now. No little kid.
Do you let them treat you that way?
You got to love them in spite of.
Do you let them treat you that way?
No, sir. No,
oh, okay.
Sir.
Right on.
At one time, I did, but, you know, I just overlook them now because I know I'm not going to have them much longer, so I just overlook a lot of stuff.
Right on.
But that's all I had, Jesse.
Thanks,
I know,
man.
A lot of people trying to get in, man. Keep speaking the truth, all right?
I will. Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Clay out of Massachusetts. Clay, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well, Clay.
All right. I just wanted to share my experience with the silent prayer.
Okay.
So I started listening to you maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. I was at my barber's house. And I forgot exactly what you were talking about that day, but everything you were saying just pretty much resonated with me because I always felt like people were just scared of hearing the truth because of my experiences with people. So everything that you started saying really resonated with me. And then I grew up Catholic, so I always knew to pray and all that other stuff. But it wasn't until I saw your videos talking about the silent prayer that I actually decided to do it. And I remember the first time actually being able to be alone and being aware of my thoughts and realizing that they weren't actually made up by me. It was pretty enlightening. And a few things have happened since then. I know a couple of weeks ago you guys were talking about student loans and not forgiving them. And I had a student loan and it wasn't forgiven, but there was like a lot of different weird things happening with the student loan. Whenever I would call, it would give me the runaround about how much was owed and all this other stuff. So on my 35th birthday, it actually turned
Clay,
out.
Hold that note on your 35th birthday and I'll be right back. All right.
All right.
Hold on. Stretch off on pills. Got next. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. We're going to try to get as many calls and super chats in this last half hour as possible. But first, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And then a brand new episode of the Fallen State TV. I had a fun, but yet interesting discussion with Tommy Robertson. Tommy Robertson, he's a journalist and a political activist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
England, my country, my people. We've seen an attack on the church, attack on Christianity, attack on the family, and another value system has filled that void. I truthfully now believe that I'm meant to be doing what I'm doing, and this is my destiny to do it. There's a mass awakening, a spiritual awakening, where that fear that kept people silent, the dam has burst, men are awake, something huge is happening. Time's up.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel or locals, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Thank you in advance. And then the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. Right after the FallenState.tv. Get ready. He's on the plane today, and oh, Lord, you don't want to miss it. And hopefully no one is in front of the plane taking off on the runway there so they not get run over and killed, like they did on the news. See that on the news? Somebody ran out, and according to a report, wanted to commit suicide. According to a report, he climbed the fence at the airport, ran out on the runway and allowed the plane to run over him. And the plane had to stop and caught a fire or smoke or something. Well, man, you don't have to worry about that on the Anchor Baby flight. And no fighting, no black people fighting or anything. You may get a little drunk. But I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Oh, baby, I need you now. The American Anchor, baby, right after the Fallen State, between 12:15, in there somewhere. And then Fellowship on Sunday, come on down. Fellowship on Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, all right? And watch this ad, American Hope Coin ad. This is amazing. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Call 800-411-BOND or go to jesseleepeterson.shop. You can't go wrong investing in silver. Listen to my best friend, one of my good friends, down there by Orange County Way. What do you think now, buddy? At my own coffin? No, silver coin. Celebrating 250 years of America. Somebody knew how much I love America. So they're a limited amount, and they're going fast. And I keep reminding you because I don't want you coming up later and say, oh, you guys are making some more. I want one. I want two. I want three. Go to rebuildingtheman.com or 800-411-BOND. Oh, baby, I need you now. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Remember that song, Hake?
Yep.
How it go?
Just like how you sang it.
And how is that?
I'm not doing it.
But
Alpha.
Clay, so you had a student loan, and what happened?
So on my 35th birthday, the company that was actually, I guess, providing my student loan, they had gone on trial, and it actually turned out that they were doing a bunch of fraudulent different things to people that had student loans with them, and they had to shut down their whole student loan department. Everybody that did have a student loan was pretty much, I guess, negated from having to pay for it because of all the fraudulent things they were doing. And I just think it's so interesting how the silent prayer really and stop asking God for things. It taught me that to be thankful for what I have instead of asking for more things that I wouldn't even be thankful for. So I just wanted to thank you for actually like promoting the silent prayer and letting people know that XYZ will happen after, because it really does. Like everything you say and the way that you say it, I know a lot of people don't like the way you say it, but it makes sense and it does happen exactly how you say it. So
right on. Well,
I just appreciate you.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and then practice being aware of wherever you are and what you're doing, and
exactly.
It's just going to get even clearer and clearer, and everything will work naturally. It's just going to get better right. For you.
Yep, that's exactly how it feels. Everything just comes naturally. No forcing anything, no having to work on anything. It just pretty much happens.
Amazing. Right on, Clay. Thank you for that, and you stay with it, man.
Thank you. Keep preaching your word, man. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Thank you. A buddy of mine said, Hank is smart today because you won't sing.
Nice.
Now, I don't know that. The right kind of smart.
That's my buddy.
Hank, what do you think about the way that this woman confronted these illegals in her city? This is from X. A viral video, 12-second video show. I don't know why they write it, a viral video. Why don't they just say a 12-second video show? An Irish woman aggressively confronted several dark-skinned men on a Dublin Street, the capital of Ireland. Why is this from X?
Standing around wasting the taxpayers' money.
You mind your own business. What do you think about that?
I would be careful pushing a black person, even if I am a woman. Especially a white woman, though.
And especially a white woman pushing a black person? Oh, Lord.
I've seen several too many videos of even dainty ladies getting knocked out. But
yeah.
I'm thankful that it didn't happen to her, apparently. Not on that camera. What a mess. It's nice that she's doing that. A lot of Irish are sick of what's going on in their country.
I noticed that all around the world, the people tend to be like fed up with black fatigue now.
Right.
And they're just kind of getting sick of it. And they're overreacting by being mad and dealing that way because it's not really the right way to deal with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not a but. And they're getting fed up with it, though. They're just, the black fatigue thing is happening around the world. They're just tired of it. Amazing. Let me go to Damien out of Indiana. Damien, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. My question is, how do you deal with...
Damien, come back closer to your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
How do you deal with miserable, evil people that are, like, just nasty, like, you just come in contact with them, and they have like the nastiest attitudes ever.
Don't resent them. And if you got to do some type of interaction, business or whatever, do the business and then get away from them. And just don't resent them and stay away from them.
Okay.
But you got to not, because you got to deal with people on earth. We are, you know, we're social beings. So we got to deal with one another. But the secret, the way that you'll be free from anything, is not to resent them. And then don't act like them or anything. And so you are tolerating their, the way they are, by not resenting them or even acting like them. You be you, let them be themselves, but don't resent them.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. I got one last question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything wrong with being nonchalant?
What does nonchalant mean?
Like, some people tell me that you don't speak with enthusiasm, you're just dry and nonchalant.
As long as you're being yourself, you're not afraid or you're not trying to prove anything or anything. Yeah, you just be you. That's all. As long as you're being you, and don't try to change just because someone else is uncomfortable with you being you. That's their problem and not yours.
Okay, thanks.
All right?
Yep.
Amazing. Stay with it, Damien.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hank, is there anything wrong with interpretation?
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot wrong with it, because interpretation is oftentimes misinterpretation.
Yeah. And
should we interpret?
Your mama. Your mama interpreting.
I want to say. I'm conflicted about whether or not we should interpret. I don't know.
What do you say?
I kind of know. I want to say yes. And I also want to say no. I want to say we should be watchful of our interpretation.
So we should or should not interpretate?
Please, that's bothering me.
What?
Call it interpret. Should we or should we not interpret? And let me say, I'm going to say
now
no.
Now you're interpretating.
Lin Yan Chin, help me nose breathe. We should not interpret.
Never?
Correct. We should allow the Holy Spirit to interpret for us.
So it's wrong to interpret.
Yes.
How would you say to that, Anchor Babe?
It is neither right nor wrong. Why are you laughing? Whoa.
We're interpreting.
We're interpreting you as saying like a Jesse-ism.
Yeah. It is neither. But think about it, though. It's neither right or wrong. Like, just kind of like, I just let the interpretations, like, because like they happen anyways.
Yep.
They like just happen, like thoughts. Like that, just everything's just happening, but we like go along with the happening.
But the thoughts are doing the interpretation.
I know. If you believe it, then you interpret it, basically.
Right. Exactly. James gets it.
So, Nick, should we ever do it?
I don't know. I don't know about should or shouldn't. I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, okay.
It's just like it happens even though with all my learning, I would say I shouldn't do it. It seems to happen anyways.
We should never do it. Interpretation is always wrong. And what made me think of it today is when I told Ruben to give his mama the finger and go live your life. Give her the finger. Give her the finger. She's a Cherokee. But give her the finger and go live a life. And when I went out into the front office there waiting for the hate new, my producer, Derek, the black guy who thinks he's white, but he's Uncle Tom. He said, give her the finger, meaning, you know, that one finger thing. I'm like, but that's not what I said. He's like, but that's what it means. I'm like, that's not what I said. He's like, but that's what it means. And I'm like, that's interpretation, man. I didn't say give her the middle finger. I said give her the finger. And he started laughing and stuff. And he's like, well, that's what it means. when you say that. But that was interpretation. I didn't say the middle finger.
That's what happens. People do that to Jesus.
Yep.
From words in his in the Bible. People do that to Trump.
Yep.
You know, they did that to Trump with that picture. They interpreted it as blasphemy.
That's
when that
a
wasn't
very
his
good
intention
point.
At all.
That's right.
Yep.
And when they saw the, when, and Hay could talk about the picture where Trump was dressed in Jesus' outfit, clothes.
Yeah.
And they saw Jesus' face instead of Trump's face. And they were like, blasphemy, blasphemy. And Trump never said he was Jesus, nor did he say he was a king, but they call him a king. Interpretation. Interpretation is always wrong. You should never do that. Amazing. So there you are, Derek.
Nah.
I ain't say give her the first the finger thing. I said the finger.
metaphorically speaking.
What that mean?
You're not giving her any finger. Actually.
Amazing. Super, super.
Nice.
Super Jets.
Charles, any white father in 2026 who allows his child to hang out with blacks has no love for that child. When whites learn that blacks only use the N-word for leverage against them, when will they learn that blacks only use the N-word for leverage against the whites?
But the whites been giving up for so long now, since 70 years ago, give or take, until they put their children's lives at risk, too, because of their fear. And if that story is real, what a little kid, white kid, saying his hair should be black and he's not white, he should be black. You know those parents don't love that kid to let him be brainwashed. And that's devastating. If the parents love the children, ain't no way they will allow that to happen. That's amazing. Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii. Jesse, what is the difference between a colonizer and settlers? I asked Google, and they sound the same.
I don't know the difference. What's the difference?
I think her point is there is no difference.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I think that's your point, I'm told, Brandon, but thank you. Very interesting, though. Thank you.
Sergio, the photographer, Nick's intro videos are amazing. Yeah. Hake, Derek, and Kirk, misspelled, are based.
Amazing.
Thank you, Sergio, the photographer.
Thank you.
If hair ain't nappy, I ain't happy. White boy. Emoji. Cloud bops.
Play that funky music, white boy. Play that funky music right now. Play that funky music, white boy. Lay down the boogie and play that funky music if you try. You heard that song, right?
Of course, and I always hated that song.
Why?
But it is catchy. It's nice.
Why you hate it? You hate your race.
No.
You hate your own people.
That song feels like it's making fun of me. So, anyway, we're continuing with the Super Chats. We don't have much time.
Go ahead.
Thrastazer, Super Dave, 8-8, Kit Combo 1, Games for Rec, Beef Neck, and others got 1 month bronze tiers on pill.net from Big Hair Tsunami. Thank you, Big Hair Tsunami.
Thank you, Big Hair Tsunami. What the? I appreciate it.
Hake, the Hake Report gifted the cookie on pill.net. Hake forgot to do scratch offs on his show. SMH.
What a mess.
Indeed.
The Anchor Baby was a guest on a show yesterday, and he forgot to tell us so we can promote it on our show. What a baby.
Yep.
What a beta interpretation.
Anchor Baby was on Caledonian Elixir podcast again.
Nice. Check it out.
Yeah. It's amazing. On YouTube.
Okay.
JWFO, welcome the Fallen State member.
Right on. Thank you. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com.
Alexis, or however that's pronounced in French. Says, thank you from a French guy living in Thailand. You had an amazing impact on my life. Thank you so much. Big smile and thanks, hands.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it.
Very nice. The Real Jarrell. Good morning to all. Love when JLP, when Jesse sing the classics.
Right. See there. Everybody ain't jealous, Hake.
That makes one of us. Marcus G 59. Hey, Jesse, how's your little business doing?
How's your little business? Black women always say you can run an empire. And they see you. How's your little business? I heard you had a little business. Like, what the? Amazing, but all is well. Thank you.
Marcus G 59. Hey, says, here's a little something for your little business. Hand out for some cash. Poor Hake don't want to interrupt. Or interpret, maybe he meant. Lord help us, laughing with sweat.
Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Thank you.
JL Bell, when I'm doing the silent prayer and I find myself lost in thoughts, I just say to myself, come back to where my body is, watch them. Yeah. When I do that, they instantly go away. But am I letting the thoughts happen or am I ignoring them? Am I doing it right?
No, if you can see them, you are allowing them to happen by not arguing with them, not identifying with them, and allowing the light to come in and destroy them. These are the thoughts. Destroy them. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let go and let the light, let God. Amazing.
50 coffees from someone? There was a homeless black man on the train ranting aloud. Everyone seemed afraid of him. He went on and on about some female, she this, she that. I gave him my leftover Popeyes as I got off, and he said, wow, thank you, see? There are mothers. I was stunned. I didn't have time to tell him to forgive his mom. You are so right. Forgive your moms. Stars, amen.
Every human being on the planet never going to be free until you forgive first. You got to forgive your mothers, all who are born of the woman. Must be born of the Father. You got to forgive and return to the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I believe that's all for... Oh, hold on. I almost forgot this. Missed this one. Clay Blob. The world shames us for our identity as the Lord's children. We have been reassigned. Ethnicity has been reduced to a costume. The government is playing the parent's role.
Amazing. Good point. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you guys now. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I remember, hey, that was a time when parents would tell their children when they can date and not date and what they do and not do. When did they lose that rule, that control, and the government started telling the parent when they can let their own children date and all that?
Whoa. That's a mind-blowing question.
Oh, wait. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Well, smoke on it.
Right on. I don't know when that started happening.
Because that, growing up, parents told their children at what age they can date. They had, and if they were 15, they had to leave the bedroom door open or the dating room open so the parents could see what's going on. But they the one told you when to date, where to go, how to go, and if to go. Where did the government start telling you what age your children could be before they could date? When and why are you allowing that to happen? Religion and government are evil. So listen, drop the anger. Let go. And let the truth work on your behalf. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your father. No such thing as a good mama. And that you can bank on. Forgive her, though. She done the best she could. And your father. And do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And what else? See you at Fellowship on Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. Get your 250-year celebration silver coin with Jesse on it. My own picture. I'm on it. It's an amazing investment, all right? And every time I go to the organization. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Casey out of Kansas City. And Joe's, the other calls that are dropping, I'm out of time. Hate is coming now. The Hate Report. And then the FallenState.tv. And then the American Anchor, baby. And check out Punchy TV with Bill. PUNCHIE.TV. Thank you for your support. Have an amazing weekend. Stay present, and it will be amazing. If you go into darkness in your imagination, it's going to be hell. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Thank you, Jesse.